at that time, the counselors at the various schools that I had gone to had told me that I had no hopes, no way that I could obtain a higher education. Mm-hmm. I decided I'm going to go into the military because the military has benefits that one can utilize to go back to school with. The second was to get away from my overbearing mother, who, oh, she rolled a roost and everything like that. And if you didn't abide by her rules and all that, it was, you know. And the third was, you know, I wanted to meet different people, different cultures.
Well, and coming from all these small towns, it gave you a way to see the world. You know how the commercials always say you see the world?
Yes.
Well,
yes. And it also helped me with my social skills because at that time I was totally social inept. I did not have any type of social skills or anything like that. And being in the military, it helped me with my social skills. I went back into the military for another 8 years, and I applied myself much better this time, advanced in rank and everything like that.
Because you were finally an adult.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, things were looking great and everything like that. And after those 8 years and everything like that, my wife came up to me and she goes, you know, I am, myself and the kids, we're sick and tired of every 2 years packing up and moving to somewhere else and everything like that. Can you please just get out? And I said, well, if that's the way you feel about it, if that's the way you want to do it and everything like that, okay, I'll abide by your
so
wishes.
When you got out, how did you fit in regular society outside in the military?
It was kind of rough at first. We finally moved back here because of circumstances surrounding my mother and everything like that. And I was here to take care of my mother and everything like that.
Tell me how you became a bus driver.
I moved back here in 2001. And I needed the employment and everything like that. And I was going around, and somebody said, you know, you'd be a perfect fit to be a bus driver because you were driving trucks at one time. So I went down, I applied, and I got hired. Mm-hmm. And, I thought I couldn't deal with those kids. But, you know, it worked out. And then, life took another turn for the worse. My mother passed away, and, it was devastating there for a while. I thought I was going to lose it there for a while. And my doctor at that time, she said, you know, I think the best medicine for you would be for you to go back to work. And I said, yeah, but it's only been 3-4 days. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they'd want me to back at work at all. And they said, well, give it a shot. So I went back to work. My supervisor and the person in charge of the routes, they were kind of shocked. And they go, we're going to put you on a different route. We think you can handle this because of what you're going through and everything like that. And it turned out to be one of the best routes that I could have been put on. The kids were fantastic. They were great. And for some reason or another, they could sense what I was going through. And they even talked with me about what's going on. We talked back and forth and everything like that. And when I was doing all this, I put myself as a company man. I never, you know, really listen to the kids and everything like that until after my mother passed away and I was put on this one route. And then all of a sudden, I started listening to the kids and listening to what they had to say and going, wow, they've got just as many problems as I do.
Exactly.
So I started helping them out, and it was the best medicine that I ever had.